The former Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, has unloaded on her party over the allegations of bullying, saying some of the behaviour at Parliament House wouldn't be accepted in any other workplace in the country. Several Liberal women have come forward since the leadership spill with claims that they were bullied or intimidated by Peter Dutton's supporters. Ms Bishop says the culture in politics needs to change. Alexandra Beach reports.
Now just a local MP, Julie Bishop is free to speak her mind.
I'm now a backbencher and my diary is empty.
She's unloaded during a Women's Weekly Awards event in Sydney. The ABC has obtained audio from the event in which Ms Bishop takes aim at alleged Liberal Party bullies.
I have seen and witnessed and experienced some appalling behaviour in Parliament. The kind of behaviour that 20 years ago, when I was the managing partner of a law firm of 200 employees, I would never have accepted. Yet, in Parliament, it's the norm.
Victorian Liberal MP Julia Banks is quitting politics, saying she's been bullied. And Liberal Senator Lucy Gachui is threatening to name names. Julie Bishop says politicians are adults and need to take responsibility for their actions.
Don't say toughen up, princess. Say enough is enough.
She's put forward her thoughts on what might be behind this problem. Politics, by its nature, is a battle of ideas. But Ms Bishop's worried about the take-no-prisoners approach used in Question Time.
I believe that this televised theatre does more damage to the reputation of the Parliament than virtually any other issue. It's the grab you get every night on the news of politicians yelling at each other across the House of Representatives.
Until the leadership spill, Ms Bishop was the most powerful woman in Australian politics, and she says voters, especially young people, are still scratching their heads over the sudden change.
Given that we've had six prime ministers in 10 years, it's little wonder that we've been called the coup capital of the world and the Italy of the South Pacific, with great respect to Italians.
Ms Bishop was a contender in the leadership ballot, but she was eliminated after receiving only 11 votes. Some have speculated there may have been a different outcome if she were a man. And in her speech, she's called on the party to up the number of women in its ranks.
It is not acceptable for us to have in 2018 less than 25% of our parliamentarians as female.
And she says she'll have more to say in future.
Alexandra Beach reporting.